Hello fellow crushers, welcome to a new special. Today we're going to talk about the new GMB Crush release. We have added a couple of new features. As you can see, one of the features here on my screen is the login. So we've added the login system to update for security reasons as well. And of course, more important, for integration with our new web app, which is going to be released soon. So for this reason now we have the registration system. It's very easy to sign up. We'll guide you through that. We've set up a little test email for this. My bad, that was actually the login. gmail.com. So you can easily sign up, press the sign up button. As you can see, registration is successful. Check your email for a verification link. So let's go to our inbox. Verify your email. And our account has been generated. So how do we start now? You're now logged in. So it's no problem, you can press on the icon. You enter your email and your password. Okay, so as you can see now, we have a little bit of a new interface. We have a couple of new features here on top. So what we can do here is you can search from your current location, so where you are located right now, like we have before, or now more important, you can choose your custom locations and get the coordinates. So what can you put in here? You can put in location like a city or a neighborhood. You can put in a business name or a zip code, and then you can choose from location. So for example, we want to search from Miami. We click on the get coordinates. So you get a drop down of different choices, because you have different kind of Miamis around the world. So in this case, we want to have Miami, Florida in the USA. Click search now. And we're in Miami. Perfect. So the rest just works like the old system. You can just make your search. For example, we can go for the Italian restaurants. It will show the results. Now there's one change that we have made for the detailed scan. So when we click on a restaurant, before we had to press the button to get the CID and the categories. This has changed. As you can see, now automatically after a few seconds, it will scan the categories found by GMB Crush, and here on the top we have the CID, the link to the CID if you want to click on it. So you have this very specific link. And of course, we can do the search now. So after the scrape is done, you'll be forwarded to your GMB Crush dashboard again. So as you can see here, the categories that we have found on the map screen are now easily findable in the table here. And of course, we have the rating, the amount of reviews, and the review attributes. Maybe not everybody is familiar with this, but the review attributes means the most important keywords or items that your reviews are talking about. So from this little scan, we can see like, okay, people like the music, the Casio e Pepe. I have no idea what it is, but I like the linguine, the octopus, the lobster. So we know the seafood here is pretty solid. And of course, we have the description. We have our PC, stands for post count, and the PC90, which is the past post on the 90 days. So we have only 4 here. And the post dates, we do not have at this scan. So then we can go back, because we can search from any location. So now let's take one of my old postal codes. in the Netherlands. That works as well, so you can search from any postal code. We can make another search. And now you think like, okay, we have clicked on the wrong location, so we want to change the location quickly. So what we can do here is you can just click switch location. You can change it here to any other location that you want, a business name, a zip code, or you can say just search for my current location. That's what I actually wanted. And voila, this is where we're located right now, here in Bangkok. And you can make a new search. Let's make it Thai restaurants. Probably will get a lot. So notice here on the left top, you have the Grab Top 20. So once you click on that, it will scan all the top 22 spots. The first two spots, checking if they are running ads or not. And we have a great example straight away, lucky. So yeah, here you can see the first two results are always the ads if they're available in there. And then we are starting with the top three positions. You can see the green, yellow and red as a nice indicator. But for an example, a low-hanging fruit for lead generation, for example, will be Madame Zaranir Thai Food Restaurant. Why? It's on number 7 already. It has an average review rating of 4.7 with 1,327 reviews. So their local optimization is probably good, but they have probably might have some problems with their website that needs some fixing to be able to let them rank. So that's one of the ways you can use GME Crush for lead generation. So what other features do we have? You can see the average click-through rate. So we're getting this data from advancedwebbreaking.com. They have all this stuff indexed. So from here we can see that if you are on the number one position, the average click-through rate is about 45.73%. It might not be 100% accurate, but it will be pretty close. So one of the next features that we can do here, as you can see the keyword that we have, Thai restaurants, you can see the date. So now you can actually utilize this view as a screen tracking or a local tracking mechanism. So what we have designed for this is you can screenshot and you can download the current screenshot of the results. So when we click on that, you can see the overview that we have. So we have here the keyword Thai restaurants, we have a date and a timestamp. So if you want to know your local ranking for maybe basically now it's for a city or your current location, you can use the screenshot and send it to your client like, this is our current ranking and your plan on what to do. But what you can do as well is you can make the same search and make it for a special neighborhood and show the ranking there. And you can also do this for different kind of postal codes as well. So that's a powerful feature of this, and it's for free. So the only little bit of manual work you have to do is make the search and press on the screenshot button. Quite easy, I think. The reason why we did this way is you get the live results, so the actual data. Most of the rank trackers, you can set up your rank tracking and might be accurate at that time, but for a different postal code or for a different neighborhood, your ranking will be different because of the proximity. So you can use all this for free. Next, for the screenshot, we also have the CSV file. So you can click on download the CSV file. You can save it somewhere. You can call it Thai restaurants and put in your date 9/16 September 2021. And you can put in your locations. Save it somewhere. And here you can see the overview. So here you have your ranking number, Let me just make it a little bit easier to read. We have the title, we have the main categories, we have the ratings, reviews, address, phone, and of course the ad labels. So another point, as you can see here, you have our phone table cell. And now here you see there are no phone numbers, which looks strange, I have to admit, but this is something that's within the Google Maps search results. For certain categories, they are showing the phone numbers on the initial search results. Maybe we have a little example of that. If I search in the Netherlands. Now, as you can see here in this search result, sometimes the phone number will show up. In this case, it also doesn't show up. In the case that it shows up on the first search result page, our system will definitely get the results right and will put it in the phone table. But if these results are not here, but instead if you click on a detailed listing and then here you have the phone number, of course we cannot scrape it because it cannot go into each individual listing item. So to go back to an example that actually has the phone numbers in there. So we have found that the hospitals in Dutch, ziekenhuis, they have the phone numbers, which makes sense because if you really need something fast and you need the phone number right away, it's being displayed. So we can press here the cryptanity. As you can see, if you already have data in there, be careful because it will overwrite the data on your dashboard. Please wait, we are crushing. So as you can see here now, we have the phone numbers in this list from where it's available. And what you can do as well is you can highlight one part and then you can make the screenshot. And when you open the screenshot, you can see the highlighted area. We're having a little bug with this right now, but it's being fixed immediately. So by the time that you see this video, this is already being fixed. So don't worry about that. You can just click and it will have the bright orange background with the white text. So when you send it to your client, it's immediately clear that where your position is, wherever you click it. So another feature that we didn't talk about is, of course, you can manually clear your data. And done. Same counter here, you can clear your data, everything is empty, and you can start making your new searches. And then one other thing that we wanted to talk about is if you need more help, please go to gmbcrush.com and go to resources and local search ranker. So on this URL, we explain everything, how the extension works and why we did certain things. So please take a little bit of time when you have it to go over the website to see all the instructions on how everything works. If you still have any questions, of course, you can just contact us here through the website. But I think what's even more useful is going to our Facebook group. Yeah, you can just go to your Facebook and search for our GMB Crushers Local 3-Pack group. If you're not a member yet, please join. Everybody is welcome. We'll be glad to have you. And you can ask your questions in here. And we will be helping you as soon as possible. And of course, another reason to join this group is we're dropping a lot of information. Matteo is constantly dropping knowledge bombs about local SEO and especially Google My Business features news. So join the group if you want to, and we promise you it will be very rewarding. So thank you for watching. If you liked our video, please press like. If you didn't subscribe yet, click on the subscribe button and be updated with the latest news. See you next time. Bye bye.